Flora has launched an open order flow auction for Solana validators, and honestly, it feels like a really exciting step. It creates a marketplace where traders, searchers, trading firms, and infrastructure providers can bid for access to, or influence over, pending transaction flow.
The core idea is that order flow is a valuable resource in blockchain markets. Transaction priority, sequencing, and execution quality can directly affect trading outcomes, arbitrage opportunities, and even the broader value of the network.
So how does the auction actually work? In this model, multiple participants can submit bids for the chance to work with a validator on a set of pending transactions.
The winning bidder might provide execution services, capture arbitrage opportunities, or otherwise add value to the validator.
This isn't exactly a brand new idea in blockchain, because other ecosystems have experimented with block-building markets and transaction auctions. But Flora's launch brings that concept specifically to Solana validators in an open format.
And the emphasis on open is central here.
Right. An open auction is intended to be more transparent than private, negotiated arrangements.
By allowing more participants to evaluate opportunities and submit bids, the system aims to increase competition, improve price discovery, and make the value of transaction flow easier to observe.
Solana validators are especially important in this context because the network is known for high throughput and fast transaction processing.
Those features have attracted decentralized exchanges, trading applications, lending protocols, memecoin markets, and other high-frequency on-chain activity.
As transaction volume grows, validators become more than just network confirmers.
They help determine transaction ordering and inclusion. That creates economic opportunities when transactions differ in urgency, or when certain sequences generate additional value.
Flora's model gives validators a structured way to monetize that position.
Instead of relying only on informal relationships or private deals, validators can access a marketplace where bidders compete on price, service quality, reliability, and execution capability.
That could bring some really positive benefits, like greater competition among searchers, trading firms, and infrastructure providers.
More participants may lead to stronger offers for validators, and it could also give bidders more incentive to improve their performance.
A formal auction may also make value distribution more transparent, helping validators and application developers better understand how transaction flow is being priced.
For validators, the auction could provide an additional revenue stream.
That matters because running validator infrastructure requires hardware, bandwidth, engineering, and ongoing maintenance. New income sources may help support independent operators.
There is also a potential user benefit. Competition for order flow could encourage faster, more efficient transaction processing and better execution outcomes for traders, depending on how the auction rules are designed.
But the model does raise some important risks.
The first is fairness.
If a small number of well-capitalized firms consistently win auctions, the market could become concentrated. That would reduce competition and give dominant participants more influence over transaction processing.
A second concern is decentralization.
Validators that rely heavily on auction revenue may become dependent on a limited group of bidders or infrastructure providers.
The long-term health of the system will depend on whether participation remains broad and whether validators can maintain meaningful independence.
Technical and user experience issues are also important.
The auction must clearly define how bids are submitted, how winners are selected, how disputes are handled, and what happens if a participant fails to perform.
Security is critical too, because transaction flow can involve sensitive trading information and operational data.
More broadly, Flora's launch reflects a shift in blockchain infrastructure.
Competition is increasingly focused on the infrastructure layer. Who sees transactions first, who builds blocks, who provides execution, and how the resulting value is shared.
For Solana, an open order flow auction could become another part of the network's evolving market structure.
Its success will likely depend on validator adoption, participation from credible bidders, and the ability to create value without undermining neutrality or user protections.
In short, Flora's open order flow auction is an important experiment in how Solana validators can coordinate with businesses competing for transaction opportunities.
If it delivers transparent bidding, reliable execution, and broad participation, it could create new validator revenue and improve trading efficiency.
If participation becomes concentrated or incentives are poorly balanced, it could introduce new centralization and fairness concerns.